If you notice in your bulletin, the lighting of the Advent wreath is Don and Pat Singletary. Pat's not feeling well this morning. And being that Betty and Phil are avid baseball fans, they said, we'll pinch hit. Would you welcome Phil and Betty Brown to come and do the celebration of the lighting of the Advent candle?
Luke 2, 4, 6, and 7. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. The third candle is the candle of peace. It is rose color, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Regardless of the difficulties confronted, and Mary and Joseph met many, God searched through them till he found a place in a manger for the Prince of Peace to be born. We too must pass through. Many trials and difficulties on the way to inner peace and happiness. As Jesus came to bring peace, may the peace we love be seen in our lives. May the lighting candles of promised preparation of peace remind us and fill us with God's presence as we celebrate and worship.
Amen. Thank you. And next week, Randy and Debbie McCoy is going to honor us with the lighting of the Advent wreath. And